Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're excited to welcome Joe Curley from the Ventura County Star, who covers the Rams. And here they are after an eventful offseason and into the first couple weeks of training camp. They've got questions. We're hoping that you, Joe, have answers. There's a lot to talk about on both sides of the football, to be sure, but why don't we start with the biggest name, at least in the news, and that is Aaron Donald, the great defensive lineman. What can you give us about his holdout and contract status, Joe?
Yeah, the latest is an emoji of a ticking I guess it's a sand. What are they called? A sand dial, and whether or not this is, after 2 years or a year and a half of these two sides really being quiet and buttoned up and being positive and not really giving much information, you're starting to really get, a little bit of dribs and drabs on where the two sides are kind of dug in. The latest reports is that the Rams are willing to make Aaron Donald the biggest contract offer ever for a defensive player, and Aaron Donald wants to be paid like a quarterback. So that's the gulf, and it doesn't really seem like that's going to get decided sometime in August. I think the real question is whether or not Aaron Donald's going to be in uniform when the team's, opens its season up in Oakland and one of the bigger games of the year, John Gruden's return against his former mentee. I think if I was going to guess, I would say that we're in a situation similar to last year where, he'll arrive right before the season starts, probably won't be ready to go that first game, maybe miss the first game, and then go on to do Aaron Donald things as the season progresses. I'd be really surprised if this is a situation where he's sitting out into the year.
My favorite coordinator now in the National Football League. What are the expectations from that side of the ball, the Aaron Donald question aside?
Yeah, I mean, I think they really, you're talking about a team that had, scored the most points out of any team in the NFL last year. Certainly, they now have an offensive look with Sean McVay. But they're in a position, they bring all that offense back. But the defense, you could argue, is the side of the ball that really looks the best, really has the potential to even surpass what that offense did last year. I mean, it's a defense that really, can be compared to, on its upside, that defense that we saw in Denver a couple of years ago with Wade Phillips, with bookend corners and, got to be one of the best defensive lines. With Aaron Donald on that defensive line, next in Dominican Sue, and don't forget Michael Brockers. I mean, legitimately has to be one of the best defensive lines in football. And when you've got Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib in the secondary with LaMarcus Joyner, these are all guys at their positions. We're among the top players against the pass. Passing rating against for their positions. Really, when you combine that, the Rams have really evolved from a team that maybe spent too much money on linebacking. That really looked like under Jeff Fisher, looked like a team built for the previous era of football, and now they're really built for the modern NFL. They're going to take away the pass first. They hope that Ndamukong Suh signing will firm them up in the middle and make it so they don't statistically they weren't great against the run last year, although I would argue it didn't really hurt them at times. And they're going to have a young linebacking core, but that's where Wade Phillips and Joe Barry are going to make their money and really have to coach this team. They got talent at two of the three levels, and linebacking is where they're going to have to grow.
From the Ventura County Star, Joe Curley covers the Rams with them in training camp on a day-to-day basis. It's after hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So offensive side of the ball, Jared Goff really silenced those Jared Goff is a bust people last season. I didn't hear them anywhere for some reason. It was like crickets. But where would the team, specifically the offensive mastermind Sean McVay, like them to improve, or like him to improve this season, excuse me?
Well, you know, I think it really is, you know, all about Jared. You know, Jared did silence those critics, prove he's an NFL quarterback last year, but there's a lot more ceiling left there. I mean, I think he's proven he could be, you know, one of the top half, you know, a top, you know, 15 quarterback in this league. But can he be a good enough quarterback to win them some playoff games? Can he be a good enough quarterback to get in that top 10 and really earn that second contract? I mean, I think this is a monumental season for him. And you know, to take, you know, he made that first step, you know, really, but, you know, what type of pro he's going to be is, you know, whether or not he's able to make that, those second and third steps. And, you know, on the offense as a whole, this is a group that, you know, really there's a lot more room to improve. You know, the tight end position, Sean McVay was, you know, got a lot of production out of his tight ends when he was the offensive coordinator in Washington. Instead, his first year with the Rams, they ran more plays out of 11 formation, the three wide formation than any team in football. And that's because they had a really young tight end group. And I think that was one of the reasons why they were kind of underwhelming in the red zone, maybe the only weakness of this offense last year. And so, you know, how those young tight ends develop, and how they perform in the red zone is really going to determine whether or not this offense makes any, you know, steps forward going, you know, into the second year under McVay.
How's that connection look with Brandon Cook so far?
It's been pretty impressive. I mean, you know, that's the kind of highlight plays of OTAs, the highlight plays of training camp, certainly are Cook's over the top. And, you know, you see why, you know, they really did give up a ton for him, to give up a first round pick, to pay him, you know, the amount of money they paid him, certainly a front loaded contract that fits into their salary cap structure. But, you know, cash money is cash money, and they're paying him like a number one receiver. And you know, certainly it's somebody that, you know, is coming off three straight 1,000-yard season, somebody who, you know, has made an impact in some of the best offenses in football. But there's I think this is one place where, you know, even though Rams fans were kind of open their eyes and they're like, Brandon Cooks, huh? We're really giving up a first round pick for this guy. We're really giving this guy, you know, 80 some odd million. You know, this is one place where, you know, they see it's a passing weapon. They're trusting Sean McVay. Sean McVay has earned a tremendous amount of rope, you know, amongst Rams fans just in the first year he's been there. And this is one of those decisions where, you know, this is obviously the head coach getting his guy. You know, this is, and, you know, that he's earned that trust. He's earned the ability to have a guy, to make a decision like that, to spend that kind of, you know, draft capital and money to have a player that he likes. And, you know, you got to be thinking what he did with DeSean Jackson in Washington. That's what he's thinking, that sort of player with the Rams.
Well, then he must really like Todd Gurley. They must really believe in this guy. Obviously gave him the most guaranteed money ever for a running back. He just turned 24 recently. He sounds like he's happy. He sounds like he's ready to go. But you're talking about some real weapons now for that offense.
Yeah, what was the line? Anybody that says money doesn't make you happy was lying. You know, and he certainly earned it. I mean, I wasn't sure. I was getting ready for the type of scenario that we've seen in Pittsburgh and Le'Veon Bell. I wasn't sure that they were going to open up, you know, the checkbook and make him the biggest, give him the biggest guarantee of any running back in NFL history. But certainly he's earned it, and he's earned it for two reasons. He's earned it because, you know, Los Angeles obviously is a city of stars, and it, despite a really, you know, glittering roster with some of the bigger names in football and a lot of big stars, Todd Gurley is the Rams star. And you know, in this, you know, market, you know, with this new franchise, you know, he's a very important piece in what they're trying to do in Los Angeles, and they paid him accordingly. And the other thing is that, you know, I don't think he's just a running back. And I think Todd would probably argue with that. When we've talked about his receiving with him, he's kind of pushed back on the fact that he said, I'm a receiver now. But really, you know, when you look at his impact, you know, certainly as a runner, and certainly as a receiver, he was, you know, one of the top 30 receiver just in his receiving stats last year. Mm-hmm. But the other thing that, you know, people don't talk about with Todd Gurley is he was one of only three starters at his position last year to not give up a sack. This is somebody who, in the middle of the year last year, Rams fans were tweeting me saying, why aren't we giving him the ball 20, 25 times? You know, feed Gurley. And one of the reasons why they couldn't afford you know, to get him banged up for his impact in the passing game was just so huge, whether it's he's running screens or running down, you know, the middle of the field, beating a safety like he did against the Cowboys. And, or if he's just pass blocking, for Jared Goff and keeping that, you know, that whole machine running offensively. I mean, this is a guy who was taken off the field on third downs under the previous administration, and really he's become one of the biggest weapons on third downs in the entire league. And that's how he earned that money, not as a running back, but as a complete offensive weapon and a legitimate MVP candidate.
Joe Curley of the Ventura County Star on After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. Just before I let you go, last year was Sean McVay's first season. There was a lot of questions. I would say more questions than there were answers. They end up with an 11-5 campaign. As you talk about, they make it to the postseason by winning the NFC West. How does this training camp feel different in the second year with even higher expectations? Do you sense that is the atmosphere any different?
Well, you know, I think there's certainly, you know, more of a momentum. You know, the fans have been coming out consistently, and this is a team that is gathering momentum both in the market, you know, and nationally as a team. I mean, think about when they were in St. Louis. I couldn't remember when they moved from St. Louis to Los Angeles. I couldn't remember the last time I had seen a Rams game live, because they just hadn't been on. You know, they hadn't been on nationally. They hadn't been on, you know, besides Thursday Night Football, they hadn't really been a primetime team. And now, you know, they're going to be on in primetime this year, you know, almost as much as anybody in the NFL. And you know, really, it's with the stadium on the horizon. They had the home playoff game last year. You know, they're certainly all in for 2018, which was really interesting, because you thought maybe they would be building up slowly to opening, you know, the Palace down in Inglewood in 2020. But no, they've really, you know, pushed those chips in the middle of the table, really started that, you know, this trend in Los Angeles where, you know, you've seen LeBron come to L.A., the Dodgers traded for Manny Machado. They're not just competing. It's not just a battle of L.A. for L.A. with the Chargers. I mean, they're competing, you know, for the spectator dollar with all these teams in Los Angeles. And they're you know, they're really, you know, making a fist of it in one of the toughest entertainment markets, maybe the toughest entertainment market in the country. So, you know, they're, you know, making the right moves. They're making a splash. Certainly the off season was one big story after another. And, you know, who knows what type of, you know, turns and ups and downs we're going to see all fall. So, certainly looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. You can follow Joe on Twitter at VCS Joe Curley, Curley, covers the Rams for the Ventura County Star. It's great to have a couple of minutes with you. Thanks so much.
Anytime, Amy. I appreciate it.
It certainly has been an offseason in which the Rams have tried to position themselves for an even better run this year. 11-5 is pretty darn good for the first season under Sean McVay. And I had said over and over that Wade Phillips is the yin to his yang. Wade Phillips provides the wisdom and experience as a former head coach, as a Super Bowl winner. He's been able to answer so many questions that McVay has about how to run a team. Not to mention McVay, who's the offensive mastermind and who's extremely creative on that side of the ball, can focus on the offense, on improving it, on getting his young quarterback to elite status, because Wade Phillips has got that D. I love that combination. The youngest and the oldest. And they come together for just a what is a perfect working formula. But that's a high expectation to be better than they were last year in Sean McVay's second season. Will there be a sophomore swoon? You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Our Man Crush Monday poll is up. It's live. It's waiting for you on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. I'll retweet it here in a second. We've got three Major League Baseball players and one golfer. Which one of these is not like the other? So check it out. Also on our Facebook page, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.